Now, back to Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
I can make the argument it's much better than a second cup of coffee, especially if that second cup is decaf, also known as sad brown water. Thanks so much for joining us. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. Don't forget Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network started talking with you regarding the Belmont buzz in the last hour.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Because of safety. This street in Belmont County, you wouldn't think would be, in my opinion, one of the most dangerous streets, but it is. It is that street that is officially named Addy Way, even though I don't see any street sign, that leads you from National Road at Whiteside, across street is Whiteside, the dealership, right past Sheets into Aldi's. And it is a disgrace. The massive potholes on either side of this road are dangerous because you can't even tell that they're potholes. We're talking potholes that are not feet wide, but yards wide, and they're covered with water. They're filled up with water. That's what it said, filled up with water. So you have no concept of how dangerous these things are. You have no idea. If you turn too sharply one way or the other, you go into this massive pothole. You could damage your tire. You could damage your axle. God knows what else you could do to the car. If there's, God forbid, a school bus anywhere near there, heaven only knows what kind of problems that would cause, what kind of serious safety issues that would cause. That's not all. I was there yesterday. There's another massive pothole starting nowhere near the size of the two big ones on either side of the end of the street, right there on National Road. Right there on National Road. But there's another one starting right outside the, right in front of the driveway going into Sheets. And it's really, really bad. And the worst of it, I shouldn't even say the worst, but another horrible aspect of this is the paint, or more accurately, the seemingly lack of paint. Again, this is one man's personal opinion. I don't have smoking gun evidence regarding the paperwork behind this, but I would not be surprised at all if the owner of this street bought the cheapest possible paint for the lanes, for the traffic that is available on the market. That paint wears out faster, quicker than anything I've ever seen. The entire street from National Road, where Sheets is, and CVS, all the way back to Aldi's, that street screams lowest, cheapest alternative, good enough for the valley, who gives a rat's ass about safety, about people's lives. That's what it says to me, speaking only for myself. The lines are virtually gone again. The massive potholes on either side, you can't even see them because they're just filled with water, so you have no concept of how dangerous they are. A new pothole starting right outside the driveway at Sheets. And I asked Terry Lively, I said, who owns this? The feds don't own it. The state doesn't own it. The county doesn't own it. The city doesn't own it. The township doesn't own it. It's owned by a private company, according to Terry Lively. Have you ever heard of St. Clair 001 LLC? Well, according to the auditor's website, they list that as the owner. And again, this is from Terry Lively. He is the engineer in Belmont County. And here's what it says. St. Clair 001 LLC. Attention, Jeff Albrecht. Last name is spelled A-L-B-R-E-C-H-T. The address, according to the auditor's website, is 711 2nd Street, Portsmouth, Ohio. The zip 45662. Now, if the auditor's website information is accurate, and I have no reason to doubt it since Terry Lively sent it directly to me, I think it'd be a really good idea for the sole proprietor of this St. Clair 001 LLC, or the president, or the chairman, or the CEO, or whatever the structure is of this LLC, if it is in fact this Jeff Albrecht, 711 2nd Street, Portsmouth, Ohio, 45662, I would think it'd be a really, really, really good idea for someone to reach out to him and say, hey, the street here, this could end up harming people. This could be a real safety issue here. Why in God's name don't you take care of it? The part, I cannot overstress the size of these potholes that you can't see because they're filled with water, but the damage they could cause. And if somebody is not paying attention, and they're on either side of the street, right there on National Road, and the lack of any, as far as I can tell, much of any paint, because whenever that thing is painted, based on my experience at least, it sure seems as if they use the cheapest possible paint. Maybe it's just whitewash. I don't know what they use. But then you don't know which lane, because there are like three lanes. And so which lane should you be in if you're coming from Aldi's to go onto National Road, or coming from National Road onto this Addy Way? This is just one giant accident waiting to happen. And when you look at all of this, the totality of this, as I have a number of times, to me it screams indifference. To me it screams, I don't give a rat's ass about safety. To me it screams, I don't want to spend any money on these people in Belmont County. Screw them, let them deal with my potholes on either side of Addy Road. Or Addy Way, excuse me. It's a private road. So again, according to Terry Lively, he says the auditor's website lists the owner as St. Clair 001 LLC. Attention Jeff Albrecht, A-L-B-R-E-C-H-T. Maybe he's on LinkedIn. Maybe he's on Facebook. Jeff Albrecht, A-L-B-R-E-C-H-T. 711 2nd Avenue, that's 711 2nd Avenue, Portsmouth, Ohio, 45662. Sure would be nice if whoever's in charge of this Addy Way, maybe it's Jeff Albrecht, maybe it's somebody else with St. Clair 001 LLC, maybe it would be nice if someone would actually start caring about the safety of the people in Belmont County. I'm telling you, you just cannot imagine the size of these things, and you cannot understand how dangerous they are because they're filled with water. And the paint's virtually gone. Now there's a new pothole starting right outside of the driveway. It's at Sheets. No one seems to give a rat's ass. At least that's the impression that I get. And I've been on that street, I can't tell you how many times. Can't blame the county on this one. Can't blame the city on this one. This is a private road. And if this Jeff Albrecht, which according to the auditor's website is listed as someone that needs to be the contact person, I think somebody should ask him, why don't you care about the safety of the children in school buses? Why don't you care about the safety of moms in SUVs? Why don't you care about anyone's safety? Why do you allow this to continue to happen? It's a disgrace. It's a major safety issue as far as I'm concerned, and that's the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Bill Maher had a very interesting guest talking about tariffs. Now, the local media, as well as the national media, is doing everything that it can to say the tariffs, that Donald Trump's tariffs, are a negative thing. They're a terrible thing. They never mention that the Trump tariffs are simply in response to the tariffs that are already being put on American goods over there. The Trump's tariffs are simply reciprocal tariffs. If the European Union puts a 50% tariff on any wine from the United States to Europe, then we're going to put a 50% tariff on any wine coming from Europe to the United States. They never had reciprocal tariffs. And this idea of putting on tariffs to encourage more investment, more business here in America, they never explained that. So there was this guest on Bill Maher's show, a woman who I've never heard of, Batya, B-A-T-Y-A, Ungar Sargon. It's the strangest damn name. But she makes actually a brilliant, brilliant argument for not only tariffs, but for the middle class, America's middle class. Yes, I'm talking about you. Listen carefully, because she's on your side.
70s.
Oh, I don't blame you.
Go back to that too.
So the reason people want to go back to the 70s is in the 70s, the largest share of our GDP was in the middle class. And that was not separate from the fact that 25% of our economy was in manufacturing.
Right, the largest share of our GDP
was in the middle class, the biggest chunk, the middle class.
Most of what was produced came from the middle, and now it comes from what? The rich.
Now, the top 20% controls over 50% of the GDP. Our economy was an upward funnel of wealth, and the largest share, which used to be in manufacturing, which gave a lot of working class people a middle class standard of living, now the largest share is in real estate and finance, meaning that asset rich Americans are controlling over 50% of the GDP, and they have left the working class out of all of that prosperity that was generated. That manufacturing is still being done. It's just being done in other countries. It is still
for wages
making,
we will not
that's
work
exactly
for.
Right. That you're right, Bill. That's what the tariffs are for. Mm. They are to make American workers more competitive in the global market. Why are we right. accepting that there no, should be a race to the bottom? You know, China, what is its competitive advantage over us? It's that it pays slave wages. Why should we accept that? They're still manufacturing our PPE, our pharmaceuticals, our cars. They're making all that stuff. Trump says there are five industries that we cannot have any kind of national security without having a stake in them. Pharmaceuticals, lumber, steel, aluminum, and I forget what the fifth one was. But these are really important that we have a stake in the manufacturing of the things that we need as a nation so that when China decides that it wants to go to war against us, we're not relying on them for steel and aluminum in order to fight them.
Okay. Well, at least that's an answer.
Yeah, it's a very good answer, as a matter of fact. She makes a very strong case for you, the vast majority of my listeners, the middle class. We, middle class, certainly me, had a lot more power generations ago. And now it's like the super rich and, oh, yeah, Wall Street's doing great. That's terrific. Yeah, but what about the rest of us? You know, I'm going to pay, you know, $1,000 for an egg or whatever the price is these days. She is making a very, very strong case for Trump caring about the working families. With these tariffs, it's not going to be a race to the bottom when it comes to wages. I have an awful lot of people listening to me who belong to unions or are very sympathetic and empathetic to unions. This has got to be music to your ears. Trump's tariffs have got to be music to your ears. Trump wants these companies to move back to the United States and start producing here, and that means paying good wages for good jobs. She makes a very, very strong case here. The middle class can start manufacturing again and empowering itself. Because right now, it's just the super rich. It's just the Silicon Valley billionaires and the wheeler dealers on Wall Street. What about Main Street? What about you? More importantly, what about me? She makes a very, very strong case. Stop this race to the bottom. The tariffs will help manufacturing in the United States, which should be all anybody really cares about.